I'm not going to leave you this way. Matter of fact, when I am going to send you someone so you won't feel that way. I was like, yeah. And the more that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the less you're going to feel like that. The more that you have a relationship with this Holy Spirit who Jesus said he was going to send, the less you're going to feel helpless. So everybody say helpless. Yeah. And so that is why he sent the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, that's just one of the reasons why he sent the Holy Spirit. So you would never have to feel helpless. And you know, when I say that, I can't help but think how much the Father God loves me that he didn't want me to feel like that. You know, people just ditch out on you. And God says, I'm not going to ditch out on you. I love you so much that I'm going to give you someone that you don't feel that way, that you're going to have help. Okay, now, moving along. How many of you like benefits? All right. And usually when you go for a job, how many of you don't have any? All right. But if you're looking for a job, because a couple of my kids just recently, the last couple of years, are looking for jobs, you know, the thing we talk about on the table is, hey, what are their benefits? Do they have full medical? Do they have eyes and dental? Eye stuff, you know, and dental? And, you know, this conversation goes on about benefits. So we like benefits, right? It's important to us. Well, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And what he's really saying is, I'm going to send you some benefits. So raise your hand. Do you like benefits? So if Jesus says, I'm going to send you some benefits, raise your hand. I want those benefits. Okay? Jesus said, I'm going to send you someone with benefits. Whoa. Okay, and that's the holy who, right? Now, I'm going to send you someone with benefits, and it's not just you're going to get saved and the Holy Spirit's going to live in you, but then you're just going to have a cruddy life. You're just going to have a really tough life. Matter of fact, life's going to be hard and it's just pitiful. He said, I'm going to send you someone with benefits. Besides, you get the card that says, all right? So that's what Jesus was saying. I'm going to send you the comforter, the helper, the guy with benefits. Now, let me back up and just kind of lay this foundation because you need it. When you receive Jesus, the day I received Jesus a way long time ago, I received him into my life. I let him, he already did the work. I just decided I'd receive it. Jesus already has done a work, a finished work, where he forgave all our sins. He's paid a price for all our sins. He's already done this. We just have to be smart enough to receive it. And I wasn't so smart for about 21 years. All right. And then one day I received him into my life and it put new life in me. I became a new creature, the Bible says. I'm new on the inside. All that crud. And let me tell you, there was some crud got washed away. And has anybody ever had that happen to you? New life came into you, right? Okay. New life comes into you. But Jesus said there's more benefits that come after that. Okay, that's the Holy Spirit that comes after that. Yes, he comes in like in a measure, like a measuring cup. He comes in, but later you can have him come upon you, okay, and the benefits. So some people, they get creeped out every time you say, oh, the Holy Spirit, and I want to go, there's benefits, take the job, all right? So God has desired for Christians to live on this earth and not be beat up. God desires that you would take hold of all of his benefits, all of his benefits. And it happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, just like Jesus. All right. So anybody interested in benefits? Anybody have a job with benefits? Okay. Turn over to Acts 1. Anybody have the Holy Spirit? You got benefits right there. That's the punchline. Acts 1. Acts 1 is actually Jesus talking, the first part. Acts 1 is Jesus talking, but the writer is Luke, and he wrote it for us, this first part that I'm going to read. So this is Jesus talking, and the writer's Luke. And I'm going to jump around. Acts 1:5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy who? The Holy Spirit, not many days from now. And then verse 8, but you shall receive power. Everybody say power. Power. Oh, okay, so what are you supposed to receive? Okay, let's do it again. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now listen, words are really important here. Sometimes you go, no big deal. But this one's really important because it did not say the Holy Spirit will come into you and you'll receive power. Look at your Bible. It said what? The Holy Spirit would come upon you, and you'd receive power. And this is where people go, I already have him. I'm good. No, you're not. I mean, you're good. You're good. Please, 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 you're good. I love you. Kisses, hugs. All right? But there's benefits, and it's through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's going to come, and he'll give you power. So benefit number one, everybody say it with me, power. All right? Benefit number one, it's when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He'll give you power. And a lot of you already know this. The Greek word, if you look it up, for power means explosion, miracle power, dynamite. That's where we get our English word, dynamite. All right? Now, again, this is red letter. So who wrote this? Who wrote it for you? All right. So when people say, personally, if it's in red letter, it trumps everything. That everybody says, everybody's opinion, this is it. So when we say it's the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help me God, the gospel truth, this is it. So what did Jesus say? The Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you power. Right? Isn't that wonderful? So that's benefit number one. He's going to give you power. And have you ever heard the expression, oh, that kid, bing, 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 bing. That little child is such a dynamo. Anybody have one of those? Yeah. Okay. So what? Take that, and Jesus is saying, the Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to make you a dynamo. Not bing, bing, bing. Okay? But he's going to come and put power in you. He's going to come upon you, and give you power. All right? So what's the first benefit? All right. Now, I don't know about you, and I try not to turn on and watch the news. And every once in a while, I was like, God, I don't know anything that's going on. I look like an idiot. I better do this. So I turn on the news, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's terrible out there. And then just making it from Sunday to next Sunday, it's terrible out there some days. And you know what? I need some power in my life. All right? It's crazy out there. And Jesus knew that, and he says, you need power in your life because it's crazy out there. Oh, you just live on Sweet Valley, right? You know, you don't have crazy? Oh, gosh. Okay, it's crazy out there. So, again, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and you're going to receive. And it's different than when you asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. Guys, that was the best day of my life. I remember it. I know exactly where I was. And I don't remember what I was wearing. I must be getting a little older. But I know where I was. And I knew that my life changed. That's all I knew. I knew things changed, but I wasn't sure of a whole lot because I didn't have a Bible. But I knew that my life changed. And later I found out, he did come in and he changed my life. But Jesus said, you need more than that. I have a benefit. You need power in your life. So I'm going to send the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon you. Yes, you have the Holy Spirit that brought new life, but you need power. All right? So, where am I? That's good. Second benefit, all right? Turn over to Romans 5, please. Romans 5:5. What's the first benefit? The Holy Spirit's benefit is power. The Holy Spirit gives power. That's the first benefit. Second benefit, Romans 5:5. Now, this is my favorite scripture back in my crazy days with four kids in a minivan. And they'd be fussing. Rah, 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 he hit me. Rah, rah. And I'd yell. So I'd like to say I talked loud. Okay, I talked loud at the top of my lungs. And I would say, the Holy Ghost is shut abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost. And they're just like, everybody shut up. It was not because of the Holy Ghost and the love of God. You know, it was like, oh, mom is bing, over the limit, over the limit. But I knew with this scripture, I was trying to tell them, you have the Holy Spirit in you and there's love in you. Of course, the way I was doing it wasn't too cool. And thank goodness. Okay, so let's read this one. So this is why this is a very familiar scripture. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God. Now, my old translation said shed abroad, but it says poured into. The love of God is poured into what? Your hearts. By who? Oh! So, what's benefit number two? The benefit of having the Holy Spirit come upon you and live inside of you is love. So I should try to say that in the car, not so screaming like a crazy lady here. Okay, so I'm going to read this one again. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts, poured into the hearts by the Holy who, the Holy Spirit, who's given to us. So Jesus is saying, you've got the Holy Spirit, and he's put his love in you. Now listen, I have love. I have a natural love, and it goes so far, and then I go off the deep. And some of you have seen that. Where was I? Sam's not here. I was a little over the deep on Friday, Thursday and Friday, trying to help Sherry get ready, and it was just too many things to do, too many phones ringing, and not enough time. And Sam walked up because... It's okay, Pastor D. And I knew that I had reached the end of my ability, and I needed to do this. Go into fourth gear and say, oh, that's right. I know the Holy Spirit. I know when the Holy Spirit came upon me, and he has filled me with his love, and I need to just cruise into that. And see, and I'm going, oh, man, you're the pastor. You're pitiful. I was like, okay. So, benefit number two, the Holy Spirit is poured into our lives to give us love. Now, turn over to John 13. I have this amazing love in me. So do you. It's poured into you. John 13:34 and 35. Again, red letter. Who's saying this? Okay, Jesus is talking. Jesus is talking to you. And he said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Sometimes I forget that part. I was like, straighten up your act. And God's going, okay. So, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are followers of Christ. Okay. Disciples of Christ. A Christ-like follower. Or does it say, by this, by the power, all men will know you're my disciples? It doesn't say by the power of the Holy Spirit that people will know you're his disciples. He said, they'll know you by your love. Just as I've loved you, you've been filled with this love. It's been poured into you. This love's been poured into you. And if you're walking with this love out in your life, then they'll know your disciples. It didn't say by the demonstration and powers that they'll know your disciples. Now, those are fun. Let me tell you, they are so much fun. Okay? But listen, people know you're a disciple by the love that's been poured into you that you put in fourth gear and let go out. So how about someday your boss calls you into the office and he goes, listen, I don't know about this praise the Lord stuff. Every once in a while you let it fly out of your mouth, but I have never met anybody that just kindness and love just oozes out. And you know this, this church, I really don't go to church, but if you've got any more people like that in your church, could you tell them, that are like you, could you tell them to apply here? They'll know you're a follower by the love that is in you that comes out. Wouldn't that be great? I should have the phone ringing. Hey, is this the church that has that crazy Steve over there? And, you know, and do you have any more of them like that? I'm going, yeah. Okay? So I'm going to read that scripture again. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Oh, that love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all will know that you are my disciples, followers, because I've loved you. All right. Now, it's really interesting, and it's unfortunate. Some Christians, how do we say this nicely? Some Christians I run into that say that they have been filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come upon them. They're the rudest, meanest, than tar people I've ever run into. All right. Everybody, don't look at anybody. No. All right. And they'll say, oh, well, I'm a Christian, and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm better than you. And then they're mean, and they're rude. I could tell you stories at restaurants of rude Christians, all right? And wait a minute. That's not, okay? That's not the way it's supposed to be, is it? It says, I have poured my love into you through the Holy Spirit, and this is how people will know that you're a Christian. Matter of fact, this is how they'll know you're really filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. It's like the, sorry about that. Put my hand in my pocket. It's better than the, okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So, when the Holy Spirit moves in, he puts in your life love. And now you're going to show this love of God. He doesn't put, listen, my love, I tell stories. My love, ugh. Runs out, but he's going to put his love inside of you that's going to move out of you. So if you're in a situation and you go, I just can't love that woman no more, and that guy, he's such a bum, I can't love him, or that person at work, I just cannot, they drive me squirrely. I'm sorry, Pastor D, I can't love them. Well, actually, that's not true. According to that last scripture, it says the love of God, God's love was poured into you by the Holy Spirit. So, no, it's not true. You can love. You can love in the worst situations. Now, listen, does not mean you're a doormat and you get beat to snot, all right? But you can love. You can love, and love never fails. Love doesn't expect anything in return. I love this one. I'll be nice to you. You be nice to me. I'll come cook you dinner because you're going to come cook me dinner. Because we're Christians, right? Okay? That's not love. Love doesn't expect anything. Love will just give. And it's not you giving. It's what God's poured into you that you are giving. All right? So instead of throwing in the rag and quitting, you can't say that. Okay? So look at your spouse and say, I love you. I'm not quitting. Hey, baby, we're going for another 30 years. All right. Praise the Lord. Married to Cashman, 33 years. There are some ugly days. Ripping hair out. No, I didn't rip his hair out. He didn't rip mine. But throw paint plates. Say some words that were not supposed to be coming out of our mouth. We had some ugly days. But you know what? We always knew when we'd settle down, go to the corner, go to your corner, you go to the corner. I always knew Jesus poured his love into me, and I was not going to quit. And I'd go repent, and we'd just make up, and it was good. It's much gooder just to go for it, the whole thing. Amen? Amen. I love it. All right. So you've got this new kind of love poured into you. And even though you want to say it's really hard, it's all right. God's poured your love. Now let me ask you this. If that's true, that the Holy Spirit has come upon us, if you receive the Holy Spirit, you've asked him to come upon your life, and you receive this love that he just pours into you, his love poured into you, what would church be like? So somebody walks in and they sit down next to you and they smell like pot. And yes, I know what it smells like. So do you, some of you. Okay, and you're like, oh my gosh, he smells like pot. Oh my gosh, can't believe they're here. All right? Or somebody comes in and they sit down and you go, oh man, they smell like the chimney. Who do they think they are? They should sit over there. Like we have a special room, a special building out there. If you smell like cigarettes or pot, or you've been divorced 10 times, you have to go to that building. That's not what this Bible says. Okay, it says, listen, if the church would walk this out and love, not just people that come to church, love the people that show up at your business, love the people that you work with at your business, love your kids, love your in-laws and outlaws. If you do this, man, we got a testimony going. This should be flooding all over you, right? So what if we really walk this out? And I know, listen, you guys are sweet. I know it's somebody else, right? So praise the Lord. Hey, listen, in closing, I'm going to close right now. This is really what I wanted to get to. And I probably had about 10 benefits that I wanted to go over. But last week, I probably crammed too many things in. And I really wanted to talk about another benefit is the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. Okay, they've been given to you. They're inside of you. I want to talk about that, but you can read that. Galatians 5, 23, something like that, right? And I wanted to talk about, so go to our bookstore. I wanted to talk about the Holy Spirit, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're found in Acts 12 and 15, all right? But you know, it's really interesting. Acts 12 and 14 and 15. I forgot to say, First Corinthians, you'll find the gifts of the Spirit. But the one in the middle of that's the love chapter. And that's what we were talking about. Without this, it's just annoying, okay? It's like nails on a chalkboard. But I want to talk about, again, the Holy Spirit. I just want to say this. Jesus said you needed it. Jesus said you needed it. So if Jesus said you needed salvation, and then Jesus said in Acts, you needed this, guess what? You need this. Now, you can dance your way around it, and hopefully I've told you it's not spooky and scary and nuts, fruits, and flakes, and it's just people being goofy and stuff like that, but the Holy Spirit's not like that. But Jesus said you needed this in your life. And the last time I looked, these are troubled times. And don't get me going on the prophecy club, all right? Just leave that alone. Okay. But just open your door. This is bad out there. And Jesus said, you needed this. You needed this power. You need this power in your life because he wants you to, because listen, oh, I was going to say this. Okay. The poop hits in life and you got to walk through it. And you can walk through it and smell like it when you get out of there, or you can walk through this and he'll empower you and you'll have this love and you'll have this power to walk through it. And then, by golly, you get to tell somebody and grab their hand and said, listen, I want to help you through this. And it won't be by your ability. It'll be by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let me see. It's coming up 40 years that I asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of my life. And soon afterwards, I received the Holy Spirit upon me. I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Or another terminology, what do we say? They're baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's all the same things. So coming up, it's like 39 and a half years, okay? This happened to me where I was born again and then filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I began to speak in other tongues. And I don't think I'm weird. I don't think I'm scary, a little silly, all right, okay? And there's people here, you'd be surprised who's sitting next to you, that I know that they asked Jesus Christ into their life, and they're filled with the Holy Spirit, and they speak in other tongues, and you'd go, they're not weird. Well, maybe some of them, but okay. No. Okay, they're not weird. And they have been filled with a... Don't punch them, okay? They've been filled with the Holy Spirit. They've asked the Holy Spirit to come upon them and fill them. All right? And you may not know that they're filled with the Holy Spirit because you've not heard them. Now, you probably know them because they're love, but maybe you've not heard them pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, all right? Because that's something we do privately, the Bible says. And listen, the reason why you have the Holy Spirit come upon you and fill you, and the reason why he gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit, or you receive the Holy Spirit, is the sign will be power in your life, and you'll speak in new tongues. That's kind of like the sign that goes with it. All right? So, guys, you need it. Some of you got crazy going on at home. Some of you got, work is bad. All right? And God said, I have a benefit. I have a gift for you, and it's the power that you need to live this life successfully. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through the poop. Okay? It means you're gonna, that life hits, and I'll give you a power that you'll go through it, and you will go through it, and you'll come out smelling good, and you'll be a light to people. So, Jesus said, you need it. You need it. All right. So I'm gonna ask you this. If there's anybody here, and you have not, and the Holy Spirit, not me doing my point the finger thing, but if Holy Spirit's moving on your heart, he moves on hearts. You're just like, oh my gosh, I need it. If there's somebody here, and you'd say, Pastor D, I need that. Man, Pastor D, you should come home to my house. You can't believe what's going on. And I need some power. And you just say, Pastor D, I need this power in my life. I want this. And you promise me it's not goofy and flaky and scary. Yes, I did. I just quoted scriptures to you, all right? But there's a power that'll come in your life that'll help you through this life and so much more. So much more. So if you'd like to receive the infilling or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, today's the day. Harden not your heart as they did in the days of old. Today's the day. And I'd like to pray with you. So everybody stand up, okay? Everybody stand up. Look at this. It's not even 12 o'clock. That makes up for what I did last week. Hey, everybody pray this with me, okay? Number one, I'm going to lead you in a prayer of salvation. And I pretty much know everybody in here. But you better get this prayer in you so you can lead somebody through this. So practice makes perfect. And then every once in a while someone says, well, Pastor D, you thought I was. But you know, a month ago, I finally did it. So let's practice. You ready, everybody? Bow your head, close your eyes, repeat after me. Jesus, would you come into my life? Forgive me all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart. Make me a new person right now. Amen. And I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want this power in my life. Today. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, come upon me, fill me in Jesus' name. And I will speak in other tongues because it is a sign of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's just raise our hands and let's just worship him in tongues. Hallelujah. Sobromo dore ke se te borama she te lavara bokura ba she te se. No no rabara ya so rungura ba te se. We just praise you. Sobra she te seleba. We thank you for this power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. We thank you that it edifies us. It builds us up. It charges us up. Sobra ba dinde se ke no morama she te se le borama kasa. And when I feel like I'm losing charge, I just raise my hand. I just open my mouth and I just pray in other tongues because this is the power that builds me up so I can keep going in the plans that you have for us. In Jesus' name. See, you're not weird. Nobody's hanging from my chandeliers because they'd fall. You're not weird. Guys, I want to tell you again. The Holy Spirit comes upon you and he fills you, but you get to stir it up every day. Sometimes, you know, it just kind of settles. But stir yourself up every day and pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Everybody say tongues. It's not a bad word, okay? Pray in tongues every day. It'll keep you built up, edified, full of power to take you through this life in a grand and glorious way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, there's no Marriage on the Rock. But 10 weeks, hallelujah, is over with. It was grand and glorious. And we are going to do it again next year, all right? But youth is here. So if you have a youth, pick them up, throw them downstairs with Sherry, and pray she gets a nap. I love you.